Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I help you?
Hi, good day. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just calling to check on my status of my order.
I'll be glad to help you with that. Do you happen to have your customer ID number?
I got an account number.
I'm sorry?
It says an account number.
That's it.
Okay, it's 5777-0670-001.
All right, hold on just one moment and let me access that site, and I'll be glad to take a look at that for you.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get there. Well, it'll be just a moment. I thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience. Can I get you to verify the name and address on your account, please?
Mark Bailey, 3151 Reese Drive, Portsmouth, Virginia, 23703.
All right. So I show that your second shipment went to the warehouse on February the 2nd.
Okay. Is this coming from the UK, or is it coming from the United States?
It's coming from the United States. Have you not received your first one?
I haven't received anything yet.
All right,
that's
let's see
calling.
Where it's at.
I mean, I did receive a letter stating, your welcome package includes blah, 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 Ecto-1, issue
mm-hmm.
one. And then blah, blah, a bunch of numbers and issue two. And then the Ghostbuster magazine, your shipment will be shipped to my address, but it doesn't say anything else.
Okay.
You know, you can track your order by this. And I've gone there and it just doesn't come up with really anything.
You're right. I just checked it myself. Now, what's going on? When you placed your order, we were in inventory. Now, once inventory was completed, we processed your order and sent it out on January the 29th. That's when it left the warehouse. Now, there is not a tracking number yet available.
Uh-huh.
It should be available shortly. That's just the post office not updating their tracking numbers. Because when it leaves warehouse, yeah, it goes from our carrier is Pitney Bowes, and it goes from, then they pick it up from our warehouse and take it to the post office. And it left our warehouse on the 29th, which was last Friday before last. And so it is at the post office. They just haven't updated their tracking number.
Okay. So you're saying that shipment two has already been left? Has it left?
Or it's been sent to the warehouse.
Shipment one.
That shipment one that we're discussing that's at the post office now. Uh-huh. Shipment two was sent to the warehouse on February the 2nd, and that was last Tuesday. So most likely they'll start the shipping process this week on that order.
Okay. So I should be getting one within the next week, whatever
yes.
time the post office gets their act together.
That,
I know
yeah.
with COVID, everything's behind.
Oh, yes. You know, if the post office wasn't already in bad enough shape.
Yeah, right.
Before COVID hit, boy, this certainly sent them for a loop, didn't
flying.
It? Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. I mean, I am guilty of some of the problems, you know, because now with the COVID, people are shipping things that they wouldn't normally ship.
Right, because you nobody's know. Going to the store and buying the stuff that's all being
yes.
shipped. Yeah.
Normally, you would go down to the appliance store and buy a dishwasher. No,
mm-hmm.
I went online and bought a dishwasher and had it mailed to me.
Wow, that's a big item to mail.
Yes, I did. So I am, you know, one of the people that are guilty of that. You know,
well,
ordering
I guess
things.
Well, I'm guilty too.
You know, people are ordering things that they wouldn't normally order and ship, and the post office was not prepared for that.
No. Now, do these items, I mean, they don't come in a package, do they? They come in a box, right?
They come in a box, yes, sir.
Okay, so it's not going to be kind of, see, I live in a condo, and we got these mailboxes that are, you know, you got to walk to your mailbox to get your mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little compartment, you know? So I hope that they're not going to try to shove that box into that little compartment.
Well, if it doesn't fit in there, wherever you normally put your packages that are like that, is what they'll do. Or they'll leave you a little note saying you have a package at the post office.
Right. Yeah, well, the mm-hmm. post office is not really... I think you got to, it's like DMV. You got to get an appointment to go to DMV nowadays.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
are
that's
you in
terrible.
The States?
I am in, I'm just right outside of Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. So DMV isn't like that in Alabama?
No, we do everything. You can do ours online. Renew your driver's license, register your vehicle. All of that is online right now. We bought
most of it, but I mean, I'm a commercial driver, so I had to go to DMV to
yes.
renew my license. And, you know, you got to make an appointment, got to call them up, make an appointment, and wait for your appointment, then go there. And it's like, oh my goodness. I can't wait till all these vaccinations are out and we can get back to a normal status.
Some semblance of normal anyway, right?
Yeah,
no,
right?
We bought a new car last year, and I registered it online. I called the insurance company and said, hey, we've got a new car, la, 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 la.
Right.
It's never been inspected by the insurance company or by the state, nothing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So do you all have state inspections, like where you got to get it done once a year?
No, just when you first purchase, when you first get your tag, they'll go out and they'll do a walk around. To look at it.
Oh, wow. Because Virginia, see, I'm in Virginia, and every year you got to go get your car inspected.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of states that are like that. But no, not in Alabama. Alabama will let cars that don't have windows in it run on the road, but will total a vehicle that's got hail damage.
Whoa.
I know, that happened to me. I was so mad. For a little while, I was pretty mad. I had a almost brand new car totaled out by hail.
Damn.
And I was so mad.
Yeah,
there was nothing physically wrong with, you know, nothing mechanically wrong with the car.
Right.
It had
dented all over
in
the
it.
Place.
Windows
yeah.
were all intact, everything, but they scrapped my car.
Wow.
I was so mad.
Hail, I mean, they got some baseball size and stuff. You know,
yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
I mean,
it has
hurricanes around there, or no
yes,
tornadoes.
We had both.
Oh really? We usually have just hurricanes around our areas.
Yeah, when the hurricanes come up, hit the Gulf Coast, they come up all the way up into it, especially the bigger ones. They come up to the Montgomery area. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then we get the throw-offs from hurricanes, the tornadoes and the storms and the flooding and all of that. Mm-hmm.
The surrounding, they call them the outer bands.
That's it. Those are just as bad as the hurricane.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get all of that good fun stuff.
Yeah, so do we. The one good thing we don't get is tornadoes. And I mean, very, very, you know, not much at all. I mean, mainly it's the hurricanes we get.
Yeah.
Because I'm close to the coast.
Oh, are you really? Oh, yeah, you're in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. But I bet you're in a beautiful area.
It ain't too bad. Portsmouth, I've lived in Virginia, in Virginia Beach all my life. I was born in Norfolk, raised in Virginia Beach, and now I'm in Portsmouth. But Portsmouth was a bad area at one time, but everything is changing now. It's getting a lot better.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, so hopefully the post office will be sending it anytime within the next week or so. And then the next shipment is coming in from y'all's warehouse to the post office.
The next shipment should probably leave our warehouse. If not by the end of this week, it'll be next week.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And, I mean, can you check? Because when I signed up for this, I got the full package where you get the display case and the folder, the binder that you can put all your books in. Can you check and see if I did sign up for that?
Okay, I'll be glad to.
Sure.
Okay, you are signed up for the premium.
Okay.
All right, so you're...
And when does the case get here? I mean, after the build is done? Or
the display case comes in slot 139, and there's 141 issues in the build.
Right,
And that's when you'll get your uplighting kit, too, is at that same build period.
Okay.
Now, with your next shipment that's in the warehouse now, you're going to get your binder. And I think your tin plate is going to be in that also. And then further on down.
Hat,
on further down.
T-shirt.
The hat comes in... with issue number 15, your shirt comes with issue 23.
Okay. So I got I got a weight to go.
You got a little bit to go. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
All right.
But let's see, with this one that's coming up, you're getting your, the binder. Yeah. No, you're just going to get the binder. The other will come with your next shipment.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Oh, not at this moment. You've been very good.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Well, if we can do anything else, just give us a call. We're here 24/7. You have a wonderful afternoon, and I thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
Thank you very much, and you have a safe day.
You, sir. You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.